Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Joining us now, it's Stephen Rabb, who's been with us before. He's the author of the critically acclaimed book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, and somewhat of a political analyst as well. Stephen, welcome back in. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, JT. How are you?
I'm good. So I saw the Real Clear Politics poll that has Herschel Walker now a little bit ahead, anywhere from 0.5 to 1 percentage point. Of Raphael Warnock in this Georgia Senate runoff. The polls are open now. Your thoughts on where this thing may land? A little bit of a different, picture now with the governor who won easily out there supporting Herschel Walker. Do you think that'll be enough?
Well, I don't know. The Democrats are very good at turnout, right? So that's mobilizing the vote is kind of what they do. The ads have kind of just bumped against deaf ears now. They've been running so long, people aren't even listening to them anymore. I'm actually here in Georgia. I'm live in Alpharetta, and so I actually tried to go on Friday to vote. I stood about a half hour in line, and then realized that the line was 2.5 hours long. Mm. So I'm back at it today. I'll be one of the millions of Georgians out there voting and hoping we can push them across the line. We shall see. But I do think it's going to be razor's edge, and it's almost impossible to predict. But boy, is it critical for Republicans to hold this, well, take back this seat and to keep a 50-50 Senate and not a 51-49 Senate.
Right, exactly. I talked to a friend of mine earlier this morning, who lives there in Atlanta. He was out early at the polls. I said, how crowded was it? He said, it wasn't too bad when I pulled up. There's probably a dozen or two people. And then, when he went in, it took him less than 5 minutes to do his thing, get his vote cast, and come out. But when he left in that 5 to 10 minute period, he said there was a line of over 100 people there. So do you think the turnout's going to be decent today or still the low expectations?
I think it's going to be big turnout today, and I think that helps Republicans. So I think there's a lot of signs there that are very positive. Having said that, I don't underestimate what it means to have a turnout machine, and I think generally the Democrats are better at turnout apparatus than the Republicans are. But my goodness, if we are going to restore this country, I'm hopeful that there are enough in Georgia who are believers in the founding principles of this nation and will vote Team Red to help us defend ourselves in the Senate. And that's really what it's come down to. We yeah. really do have two different worldviews, and it's which worldview you're voting for. It's less about the personalities, and it's more about which vision for the future of this country do we want to stand behind.
Yeah, and right now it doesn't seem to be moving in the right direction. When you talk about the election process, are you confident in Georgia that it is going to be full of integrity and some of the precautions have been taken to avoid any possible fraud or misconduct when it comes to counting not only votes but gathering ballots?
Well, we did the right thing by putting election integrity laws in place, although we took a lot of heat for it. As you recall, we lost the All-Star game over it. We got called all kinds of names by the president. But those were some real measures that did some good. And a lot of the things that were done in 2020 were done under the idea that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We have to do some special things to help people with distancing and so on. We're no longer in that place. There are some who would like us to forever be in that place. We are not, and we have passed these new laws. And so I am much more confident in our election integrity today than we were in 2020. Having said that, cheating will always be attempted, and there will always be some form, but we cannot let that depress us. If we let that get in our heads too much, we will sit home and just say a pox upon all their houses, and with that mentality, we will lose forever. So the only way to look at it is that the election integrity is better, and we're going to continue to make it better, and in the meantime, we all have to do our part, and that is get out there and vote.
All right, your thoughts quickly on election day versus election season. People have been voting early in this one, and a lot of states allow for that. A lot of people also vote by mail-in ballots, and sometimes that gets a little fishy and willy wonky, too, not knowing that why are there four ballots being mailed to my house when there's only two people living here?
Well, that's right. And I think that the more we, quote unquote, create access laws, the more we are inviting fraud. And that's dangerous to me. You know, it's in a courtroom, we talk about the rules of evidence, right? And the chain of custody. And if that chain of custody has been broken with that evidence, then no matter what, how good the evidence is, the physical evidence is, it's going to be thrown out because the chain of custody was broken. If we took that more of that approach with our elections and actually said, we need to see this ballot from the moment that it is signed by the voter. Mm-hmm. That has to, there has to be a chain of custody there that we have confidence in. This cannot be that it was picked up by the uncle who took it over to the box, who was picked up by a poll worker. I mean, that is not integrity, as you and I know. And the more that we soften this by opening up what they call access, the more we harm that chain of custody and election integrity,
right,
and the more that you and I feel like is this real. And that's, well, that's the danger of it right there.
All right, Stephen, well, good luck today. I hope you and others that voted for Herschel Walker win today. Stephen Rabb, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, a great book. Thank you, Stephen. We will have you back soon. I appreciate you.
Thank you, JT.
Have
a good day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.